Hi, this is Kevin Cook. Thank you for coming back to Heavy Construction Equipment Podcast. In this episode, we're going to talk about my grease fitting will not take grease on my heavy equipment. What should I do? And again, this episode has been sponsored by B&R Equipment. Are you looking for good, used, quality equipment? Then come to our website at www.brequipmentco.com. Or call us at 817-379-1340. Thank you, and here we go on to the podcast. Grease fittings is attached to the top of the grease gun, and it delivers grease from the grease gun under high pressure to inside of the sealed joint of heavy equipment. For the efficiency functioning, grease fittings should be free of dirt and not contain hardened grease. However, grease fittings get clogged and become ineffective in delivery of grease, could malfunction, and the fouling are some of the solutions to overcome this problem. Number one, spraying petroleum-based spray onto the grease fitting and cleaning it with a cloth will clean the grease fitting. Heat the clotted fittings with a propane torch or a heat gun on a low flame, following which the grease gun should be attached, and the flow of the new grease will push softer old grease out and will clear the fitting. To attach a commercial grease fitting cleaner such as Zetter, Zap, IPA, Powerfist, or in a performance tools to the clotting fitting, they are attached to one of the end of the grease fittings and then inject it with a light velocity of oil and then stroke with a hammer. This will force the oil into the fitting and will clear it of any hardened grease. Thus, these tools help clear fittings without removing, replacing, digging, or scraping. Applying this option has advantages that one does not have to pay for labor charges and reduces maintenance costs and downtime. 4. When above solution does not work, then the grease fitting have to be taken apart to clean out the grease. Number 5. After unscrewing the fitting, its passage is cleaned with a wire and filled with motor oil. The fitting is replaced and the oil is pumped up, which will soften the grease and get it out. 6. Sometimes there is hydraulic lock at the zerk and which it seals it. One has to loosen this component so that the grease can flow in it. 7. Sometimes a little ball in the tip of a zert gets friction stiffness or a dirt get collected over it and just need to be loosened. A small sharp object can be used to dislodge the tip. 8. Most of the grease hardens on the zert fitting. After taking the grease fitting apart, the zert fitting is removed. A very small flathead screwdriver is used to remove all grease out of the hose. The remaining can be cleaned using oil. A new zert fitting is used and a new grease is pumped till it comes out of the seals. 9. If the above methods are not affected, then the fitting can be replaced with a new one. As they are inexpensive. Additional few things throughout minor need to be consideration when the grease does not flow into the grease fittings. Sometimes there's a leak of the contact of the tip of the grease gun and the zert of the fitting. There is also possibility that the grease gun nozzle is worn out and leads to collection of grease around the zerk. Since replacing it with a new nozzle works for a long time. Hence, replacing it with a new nozzle will work for a long time, your grease gun. Also, one use the superior quality of grease. Always use great grease. Finally, a daily scheduled servicing of grease fitting is necessary for the proper maintenance of your equipment. Yes, if you keep doing that right, proper maintenance on with your grease fittings, you would not have any of these problems that we talked about, the nine steps of problems. Again, you got any questions, give us a jingle. 817-379-1340. Thank you, and God bless.